Hi guys, my name is Zoe, your host for today. There is definitely going to be some background noises today. Sorry about that. Well, you probably just heard some. My dad unloading boxes. And I know I said I would only make one once a week, but I do try to squeeze in as many episodes as I can in a week. And today, I'm just going to say whatever comes to mind about Roblox and some of my favorite games in Roblox that I've grown out of and learned to not like anymore by no particular reason. Well, to start, I used to love Pet Escape. Have you ever heard of Pet Escape? Probably have. It's a game where you can be a pet, any pet that does not cost Robux, or if you want to spend Robux on a pet. I don't like to spend Robux on a particular game. I like to spend Robux on my avatar, but you can spend Robux on one of those pets if you really, really like Pet Escape. And Pet Escape, the main idea is run away from the pet that has rabies, or if it's hide and seek version, run away from the catchers. And so yeah, it's not my favorite game anymore though. Why it's not my favorite game? Because don't you just get bored of a game after a while? Like, doesn't it happen with you too? If it doesn't happen with you, that's fine, but it does happen to me. So, yeah, that's why I don't really like Pet Escape anymore. Now, the second game that is a game that I actually still like, but I don't play it a lot. It's called Adopt and Raise. It's really a free game, like a game where you can do anything. You don't have to follow the rules. Basically, you can go to the adoption center. It's actually a whole little town. But what's bad about it is all the houses are already taken. I wish it was like Brookhaven, where it had a lot of more free houses. And it had a lot more houses in general. Now, back to the game. You, as your avatar, a parent, or a baby, you could choose. Well, if you were a baby, or a toddler, or a kid, then you would go up to an adult and ask them if they wanted to adopt you. Or you could just stay as a kid and not get adopted. That's what I usually do, but sometimes I do ask to get adopted. And sometimes I play as a parent. You can also play as a pet, but I don't think you get adopted as a lot as a pet. And I just don't think you can do a lot of stuff as a pet. And as always, you can change your avatar to something in Adopt and Raise. It's a really great game. But again, I wish there was more houses. I wish there were more people. I wish there were more stuff in the game. I know, I'm sorry, that's the TV up in there in the living room, if you heard $5,000 thing on the TV. Yeah, so back to the game. So, yeah, Adopt Me is a pretty good game. And I cannot figure out how to do some things, like how to change my name, although that should be pretty easy. Like in Brookhaven, I know how to do that because it's a really, really easy thing. But in some games, it's just not working out. So, yeah, I just try to go along with it. I think my name is okay. It's Puppycorn Princess 87, in case you don't know that. And you can friend me because I want to fill up my friend columns of it. I may not respond to all your friend requests because I need some room for my friends that I know. As long as they have room to fit in, then I'll respond to your friend requests with an exception. And so, yeah, that's one other game that I've learned to grow out of, kind of. Another one is Horse World. I haven't played it in a long time, so I'm not so sure that's what it's called. I'm trying to use the word I think a lot less, in case you heard my other episode, which was really, really bad. So, yeah. And that's it. So, Horse World, I think it's called. Yeah, basically you're just a horse. It's a little bit like Brookhaven, but more boring. Because all you can do is jump, run, skip, blah, blah, blah. Sorry a lot about all those background noises once again. Yeah, so you can name your horse. I usually name it Flash or Spirit or something that goes along with the horse theme. And you can do anything that you want to do. It's really a lot like the next game I'm about to announce after this really, really short game of this really, really short Horse World game thing. Yeah. And, okay, this next one is going to be long. It's called Animal Simulator. Yeah. So, the main idea... Well, there really is no main idea, but you get to be a animal or a human, your Roblox avatar. And I really don't like that game anymore because even if I'm a little tiny spider, you know, even if I'm a huge dragon, a little tiny spider can hurt me by killing me. And I don't know how to kill that fast. All I basically know how to do is attack, 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 press that button a million times, but it never works. Except when I killed one person. I like to kill people before they're already dead. Well, when they're halfway dead at their health bar. And it's not really a good thing to do, because even if you're training at the mannequins, then it just doesn't work. But there's a secret waterfall, and there's a little room inside. So you have to go into the forest, and there's a pond. There's a waterfall there. You have to go through the waterfall. One time I saw a winged horse go through the waterfall. And you go through the waterfall, and there's this huge room where they think there's some gems on the wall. And it's a really, really great room. And then there's the firelight cave. So you go to a little bit of the right of the waterfall, like at the side of the forest. Then you'll find a cave that has a fire inside and meat, like everything. And it has like enough things to go camping. Fire and yeah. And you can light a torch if you want. And I did say this episode was going to be a little bit longer, so let's carry on. Let me think of another episode that I've learned. Sorry, not an episode. A game. Let me think. Work at IHOP. Yeah, work at IHOP. Work at IHOP. I would actually love to work at IHOP. It's my favorite breakfast place. And I used to love it. There's a lot of communicating, so it makes it easy for odors, hackers, scammers, and more to get in. And if you don't know what odors are, it's online daters. And you probably know what hackers are and scammers are. So, yeah. So, one reason I grew out of this game was because it takes forever to find IHOP. It's like, you know those games that's like the supermarket thing? You are in a huge world when you should just start at the place, because then you can't even find the place that the game is called. Like, it's so just so weird sometimes how people do that. Yeah, so that's why I work at IHOP is a bit of a challenge for me, and so that's one of the reasons I grew out of it. Another reason is when you talk to people, sometimes they just lose their spot, forget where you're sitting, and it takes forever, and they waste your whole day off of trying to find where you sit. It's annoying when people do that. And also, like, people say in that game, like, go to the office working. All you have to do is join the server, and then when you join the server, like, no, when you join the game, it says error code every single time you try to play it. And you have to go through, like, apps to become a worker. Why can't you just, like, become a worker when you want to? It's just, like, frustrating sometimes how I don't get it. And, like, just weird. Because sometimes when you actually want to, like, become a worker, like, one time I went in the back of assistants and people say, you're not a worker, you're not a worker, you're not a worker. And it really annoys me when that happens because, well, I'm trying to be. Okay, another game that I grew out of. I know this sounds crazy, but Murder Mystery. Murder Mystery is a great game, but it's a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit cringy for some reason. I don't know why. I really, really don't know why. I call a lot of things cringy, but blood is just cringy to me. Death is cringy to me. I don't know what Murder Mystery is the point of it. Like, what's the point of it? Sometimes I just stand in the middle of a room and nobody noticed me. Like, what's the point of Murder Mystery if you don't do anything? Like, and I don't even understand the game barely. Like, I don't even understand Murder Mystery 2 or anything. What's the point of wasting all your time on a game that you don't even understand? Like, I don't know. And I just, that's a game I grew out of. Another game I grew out of is the game Wormy. I know, the title sounds attracting, but it just, well, it is, but it's very weird. Like, every single time on the first Wormy, and the character just looks weird, and when I'm going around, Wormy is so slow, and he can't even fit through a door. Like, and when I get people, like, they don't even die. I thought that hitting them with a shovel would be enough to make them die, but no. It's just, like, I'm really bad at the game, and again, blood and death for me is very cringy, and I don't like that game. So, yeah. I'm sorry if you hear someone on the stairs. Yeah, that's my dad. There's a lot of background noises today. So, yeah, another game that I grew out of. Let me think. Pet Story. Pet Story is definitely a game I grew out of. I loved it when I was younger, and it was so much fun that I thought until I kept on losing and losing and losing and losing. And then what happened was, like, you're the pet, and Basically, you jump into a truck and you just stay in the truck until you get to the place, and then a bunch of evil stuff comes, like Slicer. And then someone adopts you and you have to get in bed in like 30 seconds. And then you have to go out the window, jump out the window, land in a dumpster. Don't avoid getting hit by rats. And then get the key, you have to run out, you have to escape from Slicer, battle Slicer. Apparently that's what I think, because I only survived to the part where the rats started chasing me. Because I'm not very good at running away from stuff. So, yeah. I hoped you liked this episode. It was a little bit longer than the last one, and I will keep on making as many as I can in a week. So, have a great day. And I hope to see you tuned next time. Bye.